Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I would like to spend time with you to declare God's word for our life, because when you believe in your heart and you declare the word of God from your mouth, you will see the demonstration of God's power, His blessing and goodness. And when we declare it, we believe it, we will see the hand of God move in our life. And we pray together as well to believe that the promise of God will come to the fulfillment in our lifetime and in the future. Job chapter 22, verse 28. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. You see, the Bible says that we declare the things of God, and when we declare, they will be established for us. And then the light of God shine from heaven on our ways. God wants us to believe in our heart what He says, His word, His promises, and we declare it. And we're going to see heaven opens over our life, and we believe that God will shine His light on our life. So let us read the scripture together and declare the word of God. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Dead and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. It's so important that we watch our mouth and we don't say anything unbiblical. We don't say cursing words, the words of failure, the word of defeat. We speak the promise of God from our mouth. Let us pray together that God will help us to guard our tongues and our mouth to speak only the word of God. And ask the Lord together to fill our heart with His word, because whatever comes through the mouth really originates from our heart. Let us pray. Father, we thank You so much that You warn us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Therefore, Lord, all the days of our life, could You please fill our heart with Your word? Our heart will not entertain negative thoughts, lies and deception of the enemy, but Your word gonna fill our heart. And Lord, help us by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit that we can use our tongue and mouth to speak only the word of life, the promises of God, victory, and all the goodness of the Lord. We don't walk by sight, Father. We walk by faith, and we put our faith in what You say in the Bible. Lord, help us to declare what You say every day. And we're going to experience the life of God, and we will be the blessing to the nations. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, the Bible says Your words have power. And the Bible tells us that death and life are in the power of our tongue. The Bible warns us that our tongue directs our path. What direction and what kind of destination we're going to be at. It depends on our tongues. Therefore, in the past many years, I'm so careful with what I say, because I want to have good destiny. I want to have victory in my life. James chapter 3, verse 4 says, likewise, look at the chips. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the impulse of helmsmen determines. In James chapter 3 here, we are told that tongue is like a rudder of a ship. Just as a rudder determines the direction of a big ship, our words determine the direction of our life. Therefore, we should declare God's word over our life, that we may be established by them and experience life and blessing. We should change the direction of our life by speaking or declaring God's word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will help us to declare only your word, and we will see the new direction of our life to victory, to success, to the blessing of God. Lord, anytime we start to speak negative, you will correct us right away. May your Holy Spirit help us not to speak negative words or the cursing words. Lord, we believe and declare that when we speak to the mountain will be removed. And when we speak the blessing from heaven will come down upon us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12 say, Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. God has promised to watch over his word and to perform it. God is not obligated to perform anyone else's words. God's word will accomplish what it is sent to do. Isaiah 55 verse 11 say, So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. After you read all this scripture, you can see that it's so important to choose what to say. There are a lot of different things you can choose to say from your mouth. You can choose to quote great philosophers or the opinions of men. You can choose to speak your own ideas or thoughts, or choose to declare the facts and circumstances you face, or you can choose to declare God's word. The choice is yours and yours alone. God will not force you. God will not push you. I would like to challenge you to choose to declare God's word and always speak the word of God. No matter what you see, no matter what circumstances are, you don't go by opinions of people. You don't go by what you see, but you go by what the word of God say. So let us pray together that we will hang on to the word and we will only speak the word of God all the days of our life. We're going to walk by faith. We will not walk by sight. Father, thank you so much, Lord, that you teach us not to speak things that we see, the circumstances, the man's opinions, but we're going to speak your promises in the Bible, Lord. Help us, Lord, to make the right choice every day in our speech, in our thoughts, in our mind. Lord, I believe and declare that my brother and sister who pray with me right now will see victory in their life. They will see healing. They will see promotion, victory, breakthroughs, miracles, awesome power of God, because they use their mouth to speak the promises of God, the power of God, the grace of God, and the victory of God. Just like King David, Lord, when he met Goliath, he said, this battle is not in his own power, but he declared that the Lord will knock down Goliath for him. And Goliath was knocked down because he declared. Lord, we want to do like King David. We're going to declare the power and the victory that come through you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Help us to be that kind of Christian. Lord, each day we're going to make the declaration from the Word of God, and we're going to repeat it throughout the day. And anytime we face a situation, we're going to speak the word of God, and we shall be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I believe that from now on, you're going to pray by faith. Your prayer will be according to the word of God. And from now on, you're going to use your mouth to speak the word of God only. I know that it takes time to develop this lifestyle. It takes some discipline to train yourself to only speak victory and the promises of God. It may not happen overnight, but at least you now understand how to use your tongue. And you're going to keep praying what the Bible says, the promises of God. God bless you. Thank you so much for spending time with me.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
I'm so thirsty.